Trey Smith was on Up and Adams, who apparently gets every Chiefs player on the planet on her podcast, and credit to her. But we've mentioned the deadline before. July 15th, they have to have a long-term deal done with Trey Smith, or he has to play under the franchise tag for the entire year and thus risk the Chiefs losing him in free agency the following year and having to pay the full freight franchise tag number for him this year. Now they're only 5 days away from the deadline. He spoke to Kay Adams, and of course, she asked about the upcoming deadline.
You got tagged this offseason. I want to talk a little business. Highest paid guard in NFL history. July 15th is here. Okay. Yeah. Long-term deal. What's the latest from Beach?
I leave it to the hands of my agents and, you know, obviously the front office staff of the Chiefs are elite. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just let them take care of it. I just have to focus on being the best version of myself, being the best football player and being prepared for training camp because St. Joe's is around the corner. And that's going to be we don't want to talk about that right now.
So
the end part is great. That has nothing to do with the contract. We almost left that in just because St. Joe's hot. And the players must
it's
hate
gonna
it.
Be a, it's going to be a miserable time for them. A miserable time for them. And they're going to be, you know, going through quite the camp with Andy Reid and everything. But the beginning, look, he said the right things, right? You know, I'm letting my agent handle it. All that's typical stuff you would hear from a player. Today is Thursday, Tuesday. Like, this weekend, like, I would expect to start hearing something this weekend, right?
I am taking it as a good sign that we haven't heard anything. And then rather in that interview clip saying, I hope we can find a number that everybody agrees on, he said, the Chiefs front office is elite. My agents are elite. They'll work it out. That doesn't sound like a guy who's worried about contention over the final 5 days of this, right? He seems like a guy who's relaxed. I am still very optimistic this deal's going to get done. I will begin to grow concerned, Gold, if by the end of the weekend, so we start the show Monday morning at 10 a.m., just a few days away, or day away from the deadline, if there's been nothing, they're close, they're talking, they're on the 1 yard line, any of the normal football cliches that people like to toss around as it relates to these, I will start getting concerned. I'm still not worried about it because it still doesn't seem like anyone's talking like there's animosity on either side. Not a single leaked report of, we're hearing Trey Smith's demands are unreasonable because we know where that comes from. Or we're hearing the Chiefs only want to do a 4-year deal because we know what side that's coming from. None of that so far. It's been kind of crickets for the better part of a month. The fact he's talking kind of calmly makes me still weirdly confident, even though we haven't heard anything. You got a percentage you'd put it on?
Oh, I still think, you know, 75-80% chance
that's about right.
This thing gets done. I honestly, we've said it, but when they decided to trade Joe Tooney, I think they put themselves in a spot where like they have to get this thing done. Otherwise, I can promise you on Wednesday, if we come on the show and they don't get a long-term deal done, then it was a massive mistake and they botched it. I don't think they're going to botch it, though.
Yeah. I hope not. We've talked about, not ad nauseum, but we have definitely on this show, and I will beat it to death if they actually don't get this deal done. Huge mistake for a variety of reasons they don't get it done. Huge mistake to let Tooney go, not invest in other areas, all of those things in between. The other contracts it slows down. It will cost you to get Trey Smith if you try to get him again next year. All the reasons why this deal's got to get done by Tuesday.